Hello, and welcome again to the School of Light and this topic of mental health and the forever person. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. A new math with me, your teacher, Pastor Deb. This is lesson number 3. Whose report do you believe? Let's get started. This lesson is to continue to lead you to the very place you're at, a crossroads that challenges you and what you believe. And whose report do you believe about yourself and others? And the foundations of mental health disorders. And how you, a three-part being of a physical body, a soul with its two levels of consciousness, and you, the forever person, are interconnected. And all parts of you are affected by one's mental health. Yes, Pastor Deborah's teachings here in the School of Life have brought you to this place, a crossroads. You now will be challenged by whose voice you are believing, and what voice to continue to believe in, and their report of what is mental health and what are the causes of its unbalance, its disorders, its sicknesses, and its diseases that affect 1 in 5 people globally and is even in children and teens. There are so many voices that you can listen to and to believe. I want to introduce some of these voices to you to listen to and decide whose report do you believe. Number 1, our parents have a voice. Number 2, our family and its culture have a voice. Number 3, our community and its religious leaders have a voice. Number 4, our personal experiences speak loudly to us. Number 5, our sex can even speak to us. Number 6, school teachers definitely speak to us. Number 7, our friends all have a voice. And yes, we listen. Number 8, books, science, songs, poems, and even art and pictures all speak to us and all have a voice. Number 9, other nations, governments, cultures, and faiths. Number 10, even nature and its animals speak to us. Number 11, nature's weather, climate, the storms and fires, they speak. Number 12, even the sun, the planets, and the stars themselves have a voice. Number 13, and even supernatural voices, voices of our ancient ancestors, voices of gods and goddesses, and others, they have a voice, they speak to us. So many voices. So whose voice do you listen to, and whose report do you believe? Some of the ancient voices include number 1, Hippocrates, who believed our mental health was governed by 4 basic humors, fluids, blood, yellow bile, black bile, and phlegm. Hippocrates, an ancient philosopher, believed all these humors, these fluids, were governed by the astrology that governed the 4 elements of air, fire, earth, and water. The treatment for one's mental health and even physical health was to conduct a bloodletting, a draining of some blood out of the body, in belief that the bad humors, the fluids, would be drained out of the body. Number 2, Aristotle believed all issues of life and health resided in the heart, the center of all things, of one's senses and feelings. Aristotle believed that the brain was just a vehicle for venting, releasing excessive heat out of the body. But that was all. Number 3. In the medieval days, the beliefs were that mental health disorders were considered madness and was caused by evil, bad spirits taking over the mind. To those in the medieval days, that seemed like a good belief, because then these evil or bad spirits could be let out of the brain through drilling a hole in the top of the skull called trepanning, which would allow the evil or bad spirits to leave out through the hole in the skull. Number 4. Coming forward in time. Many doctors and healers who became a voice of healing believed something of a divine nature was the cause of mental health disorders, sort of a divine punishment or possession, a takeover of the body and mind. If this was the truth to these believers, then by casting out, ordering out these divine punishments or possessions would be done, and the person would be healed. Many of these healers were the religious leaders of the day, for this was about spiritual causes of the disorders of madness in one's mental health. Then in the 17th century in Europe came the building of lunatic asylums, which were part prison and part warehouses for the people. During these days of the many voices and beliefs, a vastness of therapies came into the realm of treatment for mental health disorders. Number 1, confinement chairs. Number 2, straitjackets. Number 3, swinging chairs, spinning violently. Number 4, the drug laudanum, a new drug which drugged the patients into being unable to move or speak or even think. Number 5, the lobotomy, a severing of the frontal lobe of the brain by a tool going up the nose to destroy the frontal lobe of the brain where all feelings were believed to be located and that which they believed would heal a troubled and sorrowful brain. Number 6. Then came Dr. Sigmund Freud, who believed there was a complex unconscious mind lying just